Welcome to Fiend for the Green. Bro, you wanna hit this blunt, dog?
No, I can't. My mom said it's unhealthy.
Dude, weed is medicinal, man. It's healthy.
Really?
Yeah, here, bro.
Thanks, bro. Oh, man!
In the 17th century, production of hemp was encouraged for rope sales and clothing production. Now skip to 1910, nearly 300 years later, when the Mexican Revolution was taking place.
Many Mexicans were immigrating into the U.S. and began to introduce the recreational use of the plant. When the Great Depression hit, concerns associated with weed grew tremendously, and after government research, had become associated with violence and crime.
In 1937, Congress passed the Marijuana Tax Act, which criminalized it. In the 1940s, people were demonetizing the plant on the same level as heroin. 1970s counterculture began claiming that weed did not induce violence. Hippies ran the party.
And finally, in 1996, California legalized medical cannabis. In January of 2014, cannabis became legal for recreational and medical usage in Colorado. Since in the early 1900s, the social view of weed has completely changed from bad to mostly good. Some people are still very much against it.
Although states legalize marijuana, it is still federally illegal, meaning the FBI can come into Colorado and arrest you for usage of the plant. The general public is split between whether cannabis should be legal federally or not, meaning anyone over the age of 21 can use it anywhere in the country, without fear or lawful interference.
An astounding 60% of Americans support federal legalization, but the remaining 40% have their own opinions about it. What is the government doing now to address this issue? And what do you think? We wanted to get perspectives from both sides of the grid. People who do support it and people who don't. So we interviewed a few of them.
Do you support the use of marijuana?
Yes.
Do you think marijuana should be federally legal?
I do.
Why?
I feel like many people could benefit with the use of it for medical, mental, or if they just need a chill pill once in a while.
Alright. Do your parents support the use of marijuana?
Yes, parents are big, big supporters.
Do you smoke weed?
No.
Have you ever tried it?
No.
Do you support the usage of it?
For some medical reasons, yes.
Why?
Because it seems like a better option than a lot of medications, and it has some benefits for certain types of illnesses.
Does it surprise you when I say that 60% of Americans want weed to be legalized federally?
Not really, no.
Why should the government legalize the plant, or why not? Federally. As in, everyone in the country can use it.
I am not sure if I think it should be done or not. I think it should be maybe in a limited way medically.
So,
because
you think we should just limit
it? It could be helpful like a lot of other medications.
So you think we should just legalize it medically but not just for recreational use?
Right, yeah.
Okay. Thank you for your time. Now to conclude this episode of Fiend for the Green, we urge you to consider whether or not you would legalize the drug and why. From what we've pulled from our interviews, cannabis can be enjoyable and also good for medicine. To top it all off, we do not condone the usage of marijuana if you are not of legal age, but it seems like it wouldn't be a horrible idea. But what do you think? See our never next episode of Fiend for the Green.